Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith, publisher of Broadcast Dialogue and CART.ca. Radio's importance and connection to local communities have been on display for many decades. And while the range of challenges in operating radio stations has risen greatly, technology is providing much-needed cost efficiency and mobility. Wide Orbit has been leading the way since 1999 and has just launched WO Aurora, radio automation that's centralized, scalable, and remotely accessible. Studios are no longer confined to a single building. Talent contributes from multiple locations. Engineering teams support more stations with fewer resources, and broadcasters are expected to move faster than ever. From the show floor at NAB Show 2026 in Las Vegas, Broadcast Dialogue's VP of Sales and Partnerships, Rob Brimacombe, recorded this wide-ranging interview with two senior Wide Orbit executives, VP and Managing Director of Radio Automation, William Dub Irvin, and Jason Hancock, Senior Director of Global Sales.
Welcome. It's great to see you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. William, before we get into this exciting product launch that you have in this very specific time and product that you're bringing to market, could we just step back slightly and get a sense of your career before Wide Orbit and then within Wide Orbit?
I'd be glad to. Thank you very much for asking. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. And I've had the privilege of working in the Canadian market now for about 35 years. You know, this year is 2026, so it marks my 40th year working in the radio industry. I started in my hometown radio station when I was 18. It's a very forward-looking radio station, and we were the first user of the Computer Concepts DCS system. And that's how I got in this industry. I was the kid at the radio station at the time, and so that meant I was the one who was in charge of this new technology, or maybe I gravitated toward it the most. And that really was me being in on the ground floor, which is something I'm very grateful for. And so in 1991, I went to work for Computer Concepts, and I almost immediately began visiting Canada to do DCS implementations across the country. And so from an early time, I was able to meet many Canadians and work there. And so I was very privileged to be able to do that. And of course, DCS was replaced by Maestro because DCS was a DOS-based product, and Windows came along in the mid-90s and obsoleted all the hard work that everyone had done, not just Computer Concepts. And then after a number of years, I went to work for Scott Studios. And Scott Studios was really the leader at the time, at least in terms of system sales, maybe not technologically, but it certainly in terms of marketing and system sales. And so a lot of the systems that I had installed in the 90s got replaced with Scott Studios systems. And so got to go back to Canada and do a lot of the same jobs over again. But then around 2005, I became product manager of the product line, and I was responsible for the launch of Google Radio Automation, which became Wide Orbit Automation for Radio and is now WO Aurora. And so I've had the opportunity and the blessing to work with so many in Canada, both in English and French-speaking Canada, to work with customers to understand what they need our product to do and to get it implemented and help people modernize their operations. And our first group deal, the first customer who signed a deal for the entire organization was a company in Canada. So Canada has really supported us, and we're very grateful for that.
I love that. You've seen so much from within Wide Orbit, dealing with broadcasters. Can you just give me a sense of, looking back over the last few decades, the level of growth versus challenge, complexity, technology, where we are today, and I look forward to talking about WO Aurora, where we are today versus some of those other phases we've come through? What would be your observation of radio and broadcasting?
So, you know, the original products were designed really to replicate tape or to replace tape, and that was all they aspired to do. So there was some complexity in terms of, you know, people were new to computers, so the complexity was transforming people's way of thinking from tape to not tape. And then kind of SS32 iterated on that, but when we introduced WO Automation for Radio, it was the first third generation radio automation system that had been built, and it was considerably more powerful than anything that came before it. And because of that, it did have a certain level of complexity. So we really introduced new integrations with our traffic system, with Music Master. And so that was kind of peak complexity, but a peak power. And so now where we see is people are, especially those who are looking to materially reduce costs, are now looking to kind of go back to, they want all the power, but without the complexity and without all the things that we're connected to, without so many integrations. And so that's really where the trend is going back to. Someone recently said to me this week here at NAB, someone said, we started out broadcasting at the transmitter, then we went downtown, and now we're going back to the transmitter. So kind of everything old is new again.
That's excellent. When it comes to the economics of running a radio station, what are your observations there about what the broadcasters are up against and the pressures that they feel in today's market?
Well, we all know that the radio industry, revenues are not what they used to be. And for some operators, this is particularly problematic, you know, high-cost operators or those with significant amounts of debt to service. They are definitely having some challenges. And so WO Aurora, we'll get into this, I'm sure, but WO Aurora really helps people with that. But, you know, I just talked to someone this morning that said that, you know, their revenues are back to where they were pre-COVID. And so that's really gratifying. And we really see, you know, some broadcasters really are still in the very much in the black. So vendors like us have to really serve both.
So we look forward to diving into WO Aurora. A very significant launch. I don't think by accident it's happening in and around NAB, where many vendors are launching important products like you are. So let's talk about WO Aurora and how it changes the equation, what it brings to your broadcast clients or your new clients.
So what WO Aurora offers is the ability to transform your operation from an operation where you have rooms full of equipment, which the room is a real estate cost, the room requires electricity, the room requires HVAC, the room requires someone to be in charge of it, someone to come in the middle of the night to fix whatever isn't working. And you can move all that to the cloud. A lot of that infrastructure is maybe not necessary these days, because what you're really trying to do is automate your content and contribute from anywhere. And you know, with our Wide Orbit Automation for Radio version 5 that was introduced in 2021, we really took the first of the steps, which was you can control our automation system from anywhere, you can contribute audio from anywhere, you can record voice tracks from anywhere. These are the most common use cases. But you needed a desktop piece of software. You needed servers back at the radio station. You probably needed a VPN to connect, because that's what's safe. And if you wanted to broadcast live, we took you halfway, because with our version 5, you could control through our Universal Radio client, you control your radio station from anywhere. But if you wanted to broadcast live, you had to have a separate codec to get the audio back to the radio station. And so with WO Aurora, we eliminate all of that complexity, because we host all those servers in the cloud. And instead of needing to provide a codec and VPN and provision a laptop for the user, they can connect safely with whatever computer they have with a microphone connected, and can control the radio station from anywhere and contribute audio directly on the air from anywhere. And they can, of course, still record audio like voice tracks and everything through anywhere, but it's all done through a browser instead of a desktop application. And because it's all integrated with your SSO, and because it's all done with HTTPS, it's all secure. So you don't need to provision the laptop for the user. You don't have to manage the VPN. And you don't need a codec if you want to broadcast live. So that's on the contribution side. Then thinking about this big room of all these servers, you know, you don't need that anymore, because we manage that infrastructure for you. We host it in an AWS instance, and I'm happy to talk about how we do that in a minute, but we host it for you. And then we deliver an HLS stream right to your transmitter site. And so then we can do metadata insertion at the transmitter, do the processing at the transmitter. It just simplifies the entire thing so much.
Impressive. In my readings and understanding of the WO Aurora launch, of course you are setting up to deal with broadcasters who are in different phases of on-premise, hybrid, fully cloud. Talk to me about how you meet broadcasters where they are, and where are broadcasters now?
Well, they're all over the map, so just like I am sometimes in conversation. And so we talked a little bit about those who are more challenged might be very interested in what I just described. In fact, it might be an imperative for them. However, we certainly know that some broadcasters are just fine the way they are. And so one of the things that we like to emphasize is that WAurora, we're not orphaning our existing customers. If you already have our automation system, you know, previously known as Wide Orbit Automation for Radio, if you already have our automation system and it's on premises and it's working the way you want it, it's integrated with all of your equipment, that's not going away, and we are not telling you that you're suddenly orphaned and that we're not updating anymore. We are updating it because WAurora is what we've always sold plus new things. It's a new web front end, it's encoding, it's hosting, it's things like that. So where we're meeting broadcasters where they are is by offering you both. If you need or want a cloud infrastructure and all the benefits that it provides, we're here, we can provide that for you. But if the model that you have now is the model you want to continue with, then we meet you there too. And if we make an enhancement that's not specifically cloud related to our software, it's going to be in the software, which means that an on-prem user will get that update just as the same as a cloud user. So we see that as a real upside.
You mentioned codecs earlier, and I want to ask a question about the most compelling points or benefits of eliminating things like codecs and mixing consoles. How significant is that, both financially and operationally?
So there's some case studies that we've done. You know, we have a couple of customers who have wanted to eliminate, they've needed to go into a market really economically, or they have needed to downsize a facility. And so in both of these cases, not needing to purchase a mixing console and its associated infrastructure and have a person do the installation and the maintenance of that equipment, or build a mechanism for the audio to come out of that relatively complex studio and get delivered to the transmitter, that's a significant CapEx investment which can materially impact the benefit of downsizing a facility or materially drive up the cost of a new facility. Especially, you know, if you're building a new facility, like if you've purchased a troubled property, troubled asset in a market, you've made a station that's underperforming, and you need to get it launched without a lot of investment, a solution like WAurora really moves the needle for you, because all you need to do is get kind of a standard office and just like consumer-grade desks, a consumer-grade computer, some touchscreens, a good microphone, and maybe a lightweight mixer like a Rodecaster, which sells for about $700 US, and it's a very compelling option, and we've had our customers do this and really cut costs while having a broadcast quality studio that just doesn't look like anything we've ever seen before.
How long from speaking to you, signing off, buying the new product,
yes,
versus having it installed and ready to go? Two of my favorite words are "it depends," so it might depend on the size of the broadcaster, what they're getting, but I'm intrigued to know how quickly it can happen.
So in terms of getting the infrastructure built up, we can do that in a matter of days. That means there's no ordering of computers, nothing to be delivered. We typically don't even need to go on site to do an Aurora implementation. So if you are coming to WAurora from an existing Wide Orbit platform, then it's pretty straightforward, because all we have to do is get your content up from your on-prem system and get it into the cloud. We may have to do, if you have multiple markets you're moving, we may have to do some merging of content, but we have tools available for that. But the other complexity is really just like, if you're coming from a competing solution, we do need to convert your content, we need to get your playlist set up from your music and traffic scheduler, but that's really all. The training burden is quite lower than an on-prem implementation. It typically does not need to be scheduled weeks in advance, and the costs of us coming on site to get you started are reduced because it can be done remotely and there's much less complexity.
Switching from that back to the finances and that annual dance that is so important to broadcasters, and that's budgeting.
Yes.
And how that fits in with their strategy. A lot of this comes down to capital versus operating expenses.
It does.
Can you break down how WAurora helps broadcasters rethink that balance?
I can. So as we kind of hinted a few minutes ago, when you are buying infrastructure, that's a capital expense, which is increasingly complicated for a lot of people right now. And so, you know, when you're buying an automation system, you're buying a lot of hardware and the things that go around it. You know, integrations with audio mixing devices can be complex. You may have to improve your audio infrastructure in your radio station to accommodate the new automation system. And then, of course, as we said, all that has to go into a real estate footprint. There's an ongoing cost of electricity and all those things. So with a solution like WO Aurora, your capital investments are minimal. As I mentioned, it's like maybe a $700 Rodecaster and some microphones and things like that. And then there's a monthly fee for the service. And so, you know, we manage all the infrastructure for you. And so you have a dependable monthly cost that is an all-in-one fee for everything you're getting. So it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Being with you here at NAB is a big deal, the launch of this product. We are with Dub Irvin, VP and Managing Director of Radio Automation at Wide Orbit. But we don't want to let you go without asking you if there's any other key thought that we haven't talked about maybe or that you want to leave the audience with.
Well, so we do have a number of stations live on WO Aurora now, and so far we're pretty happy with how it's going. One of them was broadcasting live here at NAB this week. 102.7 KCYE was broadcasting live this week using WO Aurora live on the air for 6 hours. And so we were very proud of that, and we believe that there's a lot more to come in terms of WO Aurora. We are in build mode, and so we're going to be continuing to add to this like we've been doing with, you know, WO Automation for radio since the day it was built. You never finish building these kinds of products, and so we invite our customers to stick around and see what's coming.
Nice. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Pleasure.
It was a pleasure being with you today.
And now we'll have a moment with Jason Hancock, Senior Director, Global Sales for Wide Orbit. And just before we get into some more specifics, Jason, tell me about your career path.
So before Wide Orbit, I actually was teaching public speaking at the University of South Carolina. So completely outside of the broadcast world, but I had some friends that needed a project manager to install a new software for trafficking called Wide Orbit Traffic. And so they said, hey, can you come and project manage this? And after I graduated with my master's and finished teaching, I was like, I'm going to give this a try. And I actually ended up the implementer for most of the major Canadian radio groups. So I spent most of the first 4 years flying back and forth to Canada, implementing the major Canadian groups. And before moving into development and product, and now I'm here in sales, focused on the global market, especially Canada.
Working around the globe, you see and learn so much, and you can reflect back on what you see in Canada. And by the way, I would have been down the hall when you were implementing those systems. I was working in sales management at Rogers Media and Chorus Entertainment. I became a power user of Wide Orbit Traffic and management and bookings and approvals and all that. So it is a significant launch, WO Aurora. Tell me about integrations and how it works cross-platform, I'll call it. How does it integrate with other Wide Orbit solutions?
I think the most exciting one is the live log integration with traffic. Like we had the station here, being able to change that playlist live from the traffic system instead of having to write it on the log. If there's a live read, being able to have the on-air talent mark that live read and it immediately reconciles back to the traffic system. Every time a spot finishes, it immediately reconciles back to the traffic system. So when we think about the savings for the broadcaster, you're not having to wait for the next day to find out you missed a spot and have to make it good. Instead, you can immediately know a spot was missed and you can make it good within the same day, therefore saving the revenue and reduces the overall costs and saves money, saves spots.
Yeah, impressive. So from your position and dealing with broadcasters, tell me more about how you'll be involved in the WO Aurora rollout.
As Aurora rolls out, we really I'm following behind with talking about live logs. That to me, when we talked about the OPEX, moving automation into an OPEX, well, now we can save a little bit of operational expense for the staff that you have reconciling a log or chasing down, why did that spot miss, or did the talent actually read out this copy or not? And so you can save some of that OpEx that you're moving to Aurora by having live logs that saves you that money. So really that's what I'm looking at, is how do we dovetail with Aurora, bring traffic and Aurora together so that radio broadcasters have that nice, clean end-to-end solution and no more kicking the copybook under the table and forgetting that you were supposed to read the live copy.
Music to my ears. You're bringing back many conversations between the PD, the on-air, the traffic, the invoice, everything. The client, the agency. You had a chance to listen to Deb and I talking. Do you have other observations or thoughts around some of the topics that we got into today?
It's a really exciting moment for radio, because I think, how many years has radio been written off as dying? But it's still here, and I think it's actually growing quite a bit. I mean, I personally drive a 20-year-old car. I don't have streaming in my car. I have a radio that I turn on, and that's what I listen to. Whenever something happens, you know, a news event, radio is one of those primary ways people listen and figure out what's going on. I think we're in an exciting moment that after COVID, people are realizing they still need that radio experience. They still want to listen to their favorite on-air talent. They still want to listen to their favorite music. So I think it's a growth area.
Not to go backwards, but the first few months of COVID was really upending things, because radio largely in cartooning and people were home. But the fact is, you know, streaming increases and people go back to their lifestyles and adopt new lifestyles. And I think the core merits of radio that have always been around keep shining through. It doesn't mean it's challenge-free.
Right. Exactly. We still, as the vendors, we still have to respond to what is happening now, but also what we believe is going to be happening 2, 3, 5 years from now, so that we can have something ready when the industry starts moving in that direction. And hopefully we've truly skated to where the puck is going.
Using a Canadian Wayne Gretzky example. That is a good way to end. I really appreciate your time, Jason Hancock and Dub Irvin, both from Wide Orbit. Thank you for spending time with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Wide Orbit's William Dub Irvin and Jason Hancock joined our Rob Brimacombe from the show floor at NAB Show 2026 in Las Vegas. I'm Sean Smith. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.